Meeting is being recorded.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call the BZI Innovation Park Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to order. Today is January 7th, 2026. It's 3:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Drake, your chair, would you like to start?
Yes, sir. So Drake Howell, board chair. I am participating via Zoom.
Steve Sansom, also on the board and corporate secretary.
James Barlow, also on the board.
Guy Nelson here.
Ryan O'Brien on the board, participating via Zoom.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Adam
Amanda
Hill.
Castle with Pinnacle Consulting Group, district accountant.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel to the district. And I'm joined by Mary Barnes and Tari Deo.
Jonathan Ward, Zions Public Finance, part of the advisory team, joined with Japheth McGee, the young guy.
The one who knows a rotary phone. Nice. Aaron, did we get you? Aaron's probably
I
multitasking.
will vouch for Erin. She is participating. She teams me, indicating that her sound is not working. So
Okay.
she is
Well,
hearing, but we aren't able to hear her.
okay. Perfect. Thanks, Drake, for that clarification. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. I don't show any on the call as well. So, board first item is we need to hold a public hearing, and that's related to the bonds to be issued. So, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I move that we open the public hearing
Thanks,
to
Drake.
discuss bonds to be issued.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Stephen. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, Adam, do you want to walk through what the public hearing is
Sure.
about?
Yeah. So under the Local Government Bonding Act in Utah, any governmental entity issuing bonds secured by property taxes is required to hold a hearing open to the public to allow members of the public to comment on the issuance of the bonds and any potential economic impact that the bonds may have. So this is fulfilling our statutory requirement to that effect and is why we posted notice of this hearing a couple weeks ago. So if there are any members of the public present that would like to comment, this would be their opportunity. I'm not seeing online that there are any, so if there are none at the anchor location, we can close it unless there are any other questions by the board.
Board, you guys all comfortable? Okay.
Comfortable.
All right.
Yep.
Could I get a motion then to close the public hearing?
I'll move to
Right.
close the public hearing.
Thanks, Stephen.
Second.
Thanks, Drake. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, board, we sent out the board meeting minutes from our last meeting on the 12th of December. If you had a chance to review those, do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them
Yes.
up? Stephen, you're saying they look good to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve them then?
I'll move it to approve the meetings for the last board
Great.
meeting.
Thanks, Stephen.
I'll
Second.
second that motion.
All right. Was that Guy or James?
That's Ryan. I beat them
Oh,
both.
Ryan, my green little outline didn't pop up for you. So, all right, Ryan gets the second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Right, that's unanimous. All right, first up on the other action item is the annexation resolution. Matt, you want to walk through that for us?
Yeah, and maybe I'll just cover both the annexation and the withdrawal resolution at the same time. They're related. Essentially, we are making some adjustments to the PID boundary to prepare for the issuance of the bonds. The withdrawal is approximately 75 acres, and the annexation is approximately 652 acres, is what I have. So we're taking a little bit of property out. We're putting in a significant amount of property, and that is to align the boundaries of the district with the properties that are going to support the bond issuance with the property tax levy. So that's the basics. We can go into any more detail, or Drake, if you or anyone else has any
Is there an
questions.
exhibit? Is it a legal description or exhibit attached?
They are.
Do you have those plats handy,
I do. Let me
Michael?
change screens.
Okay.
As he's pulling it up, let me just talk through them. So on the withdrawal, what we're doing on the withdrawal is removing lots 19 and 20 of the amended phase one plat, which is the rail sync transload lots. And then I think we also had a dedication parcel number one, which is a sewer and storm drain corridor. Yeah, there it is, if you want to zoom in there. So you can see lots 19 and 20 up against the railroad. Those are being withdrawn, as is the other bold line to the left there. It has a box number 34 pointed to it. Right next to the label parcel number four. Is that clear to everybody? Okay. On the if we want to transition to the annexation, if we're effectively annexing every other acre of the 825 or so acres inside the entire BZI Innovation Park into the PID boundary, except for the 60 acres that will become the residential area, which is currently zoned residential. The office building continues to be outside of the PID boundary, which is parcel one there on the far west. The Conservancy District parcel, which we don't own, so we're not including it, that little, what is that? I think the label is 37, maybe right in the middle of the park. And then certainly the rights of way or dedication parcels are not included. That will become the new boundary of the park.
And then how will the utility parcels be impacted on the PID?
As we tran and Matt Ance and Steve Sance and everyone, correct me if I say anything inaccurately. As we transact that land exchange, we're going to need to come back to this body with another probably withdrawal or annexation action to get those nuances of the land exchange.
Got it. Okay.
What we have today is just what's in place today, pre-land exchange with Conservancy.
Yeah, that answered my questions. I'm good. I just wanted to visually see it, make sure it
Okay.
matched up.
And I think I'll just say this. This is really helpful. The exhibits are very helpful for us to visualize what we're doing. Most authoritative is the text of the legal description. And so we've gone through that. We'll go through it again before it's recorded. Just double check that everything's copacetic there. What we realized on the establishment of the PID with its original boundary is we had lots 19 and 20 included. That's why we're withdrawing those here. They were not shown, they were not included on the exhibit, if that makes sense. They were included in the text legal description, which is the authority once it's recorded. And so just as a note to everybody.
Hey, board, any questions to those?
No,
No questions here.
All right, so let me stop sharing.
Michael, while you're doing that, maybe I'll just give a heads up, particularly to Drake and Stephen. There will be a packet of documents that will need to be signed in conjunction with the resolutions, including the resolutions, the petitions to be signed by the property owners. So after the meeting is done, Michael will coordinate getting those all out to you. And if you have any questions about those when you see them, just let us know.
Thanks for that, Tom. Stephen and Drake, I'll send you both share file. But Stephen, there's going to be a few things. So the notice of impending boundary action, and then one of the signature pages on the resolution require a notary. So I'll send you those just in a regular email so you can print those out and get those notarized when you sign those.
Perfect. We have a number of notaries here in our office that we can utilize, so that won't be difficult.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, look for those as soon as we're done. I'll get those sent out.
Okay.
So pop back up the agenda. So what we'll need then is a motion to approve these two resolutions. So resolution 2026-01 and 2026-02.
And maybe let's take those one at a time, board, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll go ahead and move to approve resolution 2026-01, annexation number one.
Thanks, Stephen.
Second.
Thanks, Drake. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, next one.
I'll keep going. I move to approve resolution 2026-02, withdrawal number one.
Thanks, Stephen.
Second.
Thanks, Drake. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right,
Aye.
that's unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to work on? All right, sounds
Nothing
good. If
from
I
our
could get
end.
a,
Thanks so much.
yep, need a motion to adjourn.
That was the best public hearing I've ever been involved in. I will move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Drake.
Second.
Second, yeah.
Thanks, Stephen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay,
Aye.
we're adjourned. Okay, good to see you guys.